Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Yom Simchas Chameilu HaShabbosos. This is the second shiur. We already saw the flows in the first shiur. And obviously, after the Shemaya, we will continue. Based again on the Torah of Rosh HaYeshiva, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. And now we're going to discuss the difference between the Yom Simchas Chameilu of Shabbos and the mitzvah of the Samachtu B'Chagecha of Yom Tif. However, on this journey, we have to explain the difference between Oynik Shabbos and Simchas Yontif. There are two types of Hano and Tafnuk that the Seichel is Misaden Aleim Derech Avodaso. There are two types of pleasure that the Seichel enjoys in its Avoda. One type of pleasure is the Hano that is engendered by the feeling of the Rabusa. What is a Rabusa? The Chiddush of a certain hasaga, of a certain perception, of a certain comprehension. And there's another type of hana that comes from the feeling of pshitus, simplicity that emerges from a comprehension, from a hasaga. And usually these two types of hana are two madregos, zu al gav zu. The first madrega is the chiddush. Hadarga rishona ragadashat harabuta b'regeshet bonenut. Molidat hachidush v'rak lachar mekein matchil ha-malach ha-yoter amok. So first you feel the chiddush. Ooh, wow, that's new. And then it goes deeper. There's a hischap hapchus. Originally, it was a big chiddush in your mind, and now all of a sudden it becomes so pashut. This elevation of the koach hamaskil, of the perceptive powers of a person, to go from what is originally a chiddush to something that is pashut, encapsulates within it the elevation in the pleasure of perception. Because just like the transforming of something new, something novel, to something simple is a great aliyah, is a great elevation in the koach hamaskil, in your perceptive powers, similarly, the transformation of the pleasure of the chiddush to the pleasure of the pshitus is a ha'amaka, is a deepening of the koach hatafnuk v'ha'idun, the power of the pleasure and joy that one gets. In other words, you, when something goes from being a chiddush to being pashut, that is a higher level of understanding. That you realize the pshitus. Now you say, oh yeah, of course. You ever have that? It's a new idea. It's like, whoa, wow, that's a chiddush. And you realize, of course. How was I thinking otherwise until now? And then, it's also the transformation of, and deepening of the hana. And now you enjoy it. And you say, oh, is that, that's sweet. We know the famous medrash that the salesman went around from town to town. He said, "Man boy chayi, who wants life?" And everybody came around him. And then he showed them the pasuk from Yeshua Chofetz Chaim. We've discussed this in other shiurim. Nitzor l'shon chameira. And then on that, one of the Amoraim cried and he said, "Lo yadati ad heichen dar b'zeh pashut." I didn't realize, oh, it's so pashut, of course. Shmei Yeshachof Etz Chaim. If you want life, Nitzor Lashon Chameira, guard your tongue. In other words, originally, this was revealed before me, and I knew it, but it was a chiddush for me, that if I guard my tongue, I get life. And now, it's pashut. Of course, if I guard my tongue, I get life. And this bechia, this crying that we find in the Medrash, includes in it the hana and the tafnuk, the pleasure of the deepening of the understanding, that it went from being a chiddush to being simple, to being self-understood. אז מתוך הדברים הנעל, מוצאים לנו את מטבע הסברה בעניין העונג והשמחה. So from this, we can find the explanation in the matter of pleasure and happiness. We can formulate the explanation of oneg and simcha. The pleasure of the chiddush in a hasaga. Hasaga means when you understand something, you perceive something. That's called simcha. The pleasure of realizing how pashut it is, that's called einek. That's onek. Hanat tfisat harabuta sheba hasaga kruya is simcha, vilu hanat tfisat hapshitut sheba hasaga kruya hi onek. And now we have a Pesach to the Heichel of Simcha Siyamtif and Einik Shabbos. V'hadvarim de lehalan yachnisu otanu l'tochol shel petach zeh. So first of all, now we have this an opening to get into the Heichel of Simcha Siyamtif and Onik Shabbos. Now we define Oneg and Simcha. Oneg, Simcha, is understanding the Chiddush in the Hasaga. Oneg is understanding the pshitus in the Hasaga. So let's go. Think about it. A person is saying how amazing, how deep, how sharp something is. And what does he say? He said, this is ge'oine ge'oinus. And then in the end, after he says it's ge'oine ge'oinus, he says, it's mamish genius. He says, anybody who doesn't understand this is a fool. So this formulation is a wonder. There's a big difference between not being a fool and ga'ine ga'inus. He's saying, no, it's ga'ine ga'inus, and if you don't understand it, you're a fool. That's a big, it's a large gap there. However, the heart is stormed when it finds such a style, such a formulation, in the parak of Mizmor Shil Yema Shabbos, what we say in Sefer Tehillim, "Batchila Omer, Ma Gadlu Maasecha Hashem, Ma Amku Machshavotecha." So you're saying this is Gaine Gainus, Azat Tifazachin, and then in the end, what do you say? Ishbar Lo Yeda, Uchsil Lo Yavin. A fool doesn't know this. A fool doesn't understand. So adarabba. Since only a fool doesn't understand, an exil, so where's the godless? You don't have to be a gadol. You just have to not be a fool to understand what the parak is talking about. Before Achushin Koesev, how Rashaim will thrive and then ultimately fall, and tzaddikim will ultimately sprout. I'm saying this is something that, as long as you're not a fool, you get it. So where's the ga'ine ga'inus? Where's the ma'rabu, ma'godlu, ma'omku? So that's the se'oras halev that we're feeling. In order to silence this storm, we have to explain to us the nature of the bar and the ksil in Mizmor Shir Yom HaShabbos. Because based on what we explained earlier, it comes out like this. That there's pshitus and there's pshitus. There's pshitus stamis. In other words, it's pashit because there's no chiddush. And then there's pshitus amuka, there's deep pshitus. That since it's such a big chiddush, and this big chiddush was now transformed into pshitus. That's pshitus amuka. It's like, wow! And you say, yeah, of course! So it's true. If you don't get pshitus, then you're a ksil and a bar, and you're a fool, not you. But there's different levels of pshitus and there's different levels of bar. There are different levels of pshitus and different levels of ksil. If one doesn't get the simple pshitus, the regular pshitus, the pshitus stamis, he's a stam ksil vavar. However, in contrast to that, the brain that perceives a certain hasaga only as a chiddish, and he doesn't have the madrega, or as if his amkus harabusa adlichte pshitus, he doesn't understand how simple it is. It really isn't a chiddish. It really is simple. So he's a bar. He's also a ksil and a bar. So the whole mahalach of the prichas rishayim kumwesev lisham da madayad, that the rishayim are sprouting and ultimately to be destroyed. O prichas sadikim katamar, bevade shakol zeh o mahalach amoy gadol v'noira ad me'id. This is an unbelievable chiddush. That the Rishayim are going to thrive, they're going to sprout, then they're going to go down, they're going to be destroyed forever, and the Sadiqim are going to sprout like a date tree. But the reason that this is such a big chiddush is because we're in the Tkufas Avoda. We're in the world of Hayom La'asosam. But in the Tkufa of Schar, of Mocha L'Kabel Scharam, B'vadei She'Rabusa Zut Ishapech L'Pshitus, this Chiddush is going to turn into something Pashat. And Memela, since Yom HaShabbos is Yom Yitziras Mehus Schar, V'Leidas HaNeshama Yisei Romein Olam Habo, Shabbos is the day of the creation of reward and the birth of the Neshama Yisei Romein Olam Habo. Adarabba, that's its mizmor, and that's the shir of Yom HaShabbos. That on Shabbos in the world of Schar, in this day, we realize it's Pashut. That the Rishon are going to go down. And it's Tzadik, it's Ketomer Yifrach, Keres Bavanon Yiskesh, Yisulim Veis Hashem, Ojin Uvim Beseva. They're going to be doing awesome. On Shabbos, it's to transform from Rabus into Pshitus. Klamar Zeh, we come with Mor Shil Yom HaShabbat. The gadlus and the amkus of the maisim and the machshavos, ma godlu maasecha, ma omku machshavosecha, take such deep root in the soul on Shabbos, and they come to a point of pshitus, and if somebody doesn't understand it, he's a bar. He's a ksil. So that's only in the midah of Shabbos. But we don't find this on Yontif. All the events that are a makor for Kedusha Siyontif are only a raya on the future where there's going to be revealed Tzadik, Atomer, Yifrach, and Rishayim, HaPorech, Kumporech, and Kumo Esef. Yitzias Mitzrayim is a raya on the Gula Asida. Matan Torah is a raya on the Torah of Mashiach. Yishakeinim and Hashikos Piyu, Mashiach is going to come. Hashem is going to open up and he's going to tell us again these amazing secrets of Torah. Anani HaKover a raya al Shoymar Amo Yisroel Oad. These are rayas, these are proofs. And as long as we're in the world of rayas, we're in the world of chiddush. And we're not in the world of pshitus yet. Because any hasaga that's pashut is mufga, is divorced. From rayas, you don't need rayas if it's pashut. Just like when you perceive something with your senses, you don't need proofs. V'heim heim advarim. The atzmius of Shabbos is me'ein yom shekulo Shabbos. The atzmius of Yom Tov is a raya for yom shekulo Shabbos. In other words, in the from the perspective of Shabbos, yom shekulo Shabbos is pshitus, of course. In the aspaklari, on the looking glass of Yom Tov, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos is only a chiddush, it's a rabusa, it needs rayos. And what did we explain earlier? That the pleasure of the understanding of the chiddush in Hasaga, simcha, the hanos hatfisa, the perceiving of the pshitus of a Hasaga, is oneg. So now, me'elel le'ya shel evet b'nafshenu. Now we say, oh, and with chius pnimis we say, oinek Shabbos, Shabbos it's pshitus. Simchas yomtif. Simcha is the simcha of a sagas harabusa, sagas achidish. Zachinu evo shenesporish lanu oitzem ayichud. Shekedushas yomtiv mesachedesi ima simcha, vikedushas Shabbos mesachedesi ima oinek. So we see this tremendous fusing of kedushas yomtiv with simcha, and kedushas Shabbos with oinek. And if b'chol zos, we find one place where Simcha is a kinui for Shabbos, uviyoyim simchaschem elu hashabbosos. So it's clear that this moniker of Simcha for Shabbos is fundamentally different than the Simcha of Yom Tov. There are two dinim in Simcha. There's Simcha Shabbos and Simcha Yom Tov. And if you're sensitive to the words of the sages, you can see that this is expressed in the bitui of biyoyim simchaschem. In other words, there's no remez of a tzivui. It doesn't say you have to be happy. It just says it's a day of happiness. It's a yoyim simcha. Hayoyim hazeh hu yoyim shetem smeichim bo. Moshe lama dover doime. Somebody gets a beautiful picture. Costs, you know, you have these rich people have in their house, like, you know, $5 million worth of artwork. This painting costs $1.5 million. This painting costs $2 million. Insane stuff, right? So you have this very, very expensive artwork, and you're happy that you bought it. Even though it's not necessarily so that the content of the picture is the content of your simcha. The content of the picture, it can be any content in the world. But it's the fact that you got such a picture, you got such a painting, that's the simcha. Whatever's in it. Shabbos is me'ein yom shekulei Shabbos. In other words, the content of Shabbos is Oinek. It's a picture of Oinek. Shabbos is a picture of Oinek and not of Simcha. Yoyim Shekulei Shabbos. But we're happy that we got such a picture. The picture is Oinek. But the fact that we got this picture brings us Simcha. And that's why we say on Shabbos, Yismachu v'malchuscha shomrei Shabbos. Shabbos is not a day of simcha. But when we keep Shabbos, we're happy. Why are we happy when we keep Shabbos? Because we got this great day of Oneg. But Shabbos itself, the Mahus, isn't happiness. And that's the difference between the simcha v'samachta v'chagecha and the simcha v'yom simchaschem. Elu ha-shabbosos. The simcha v'samachta b'chagecha is united with tremendous unity with the atzmius of kedushas hachag. The atzmius of kedushas hachag is simcha. The simcha of chiddush, of la'asid lavo. Rayas, that's what we said, Yom Tovar. Proofs for Asid La'asid Lavo. And the Hana of Chiddush is Simcha. Shabbos. Shabbos is Oneg, the Pshitus. But the Biyom Simchaschem of Shabbos tells us that the Atzmius of Shabbos is not one with the content of Simcha. Simcha's Shabbos is Simcha's Kabbalah's HaShabbos. So Simcha is not a shame Atzmi for Shabbos. It's a kinui, it's a shame Levai for Shabbos. The essence of Yom Tov is Oineg. The essence of Shabbos is not Simcha. The essence of Yom Tov is Simcha. The essence of Shabbos is not Simcha. The essence of Shabbos is Oneg. But we're happy we got this Oneg. So it's a day of Simcha. When we keep Shabbos, we're B'Simcha. But not that that's the essence of the day. Mimoitze Dovor Naskil. From this, we can understand that even though, just like we say on Shabbos Himilizok or Refuah Krov Alavo, we also say on Yom Tov Himilizok for Refuah Krov Alavo. But mutatis mutandis, as they say in Latin, ha'inyan mitchalef l'fi nosim, that on Yom Tov, what this means is that Kiddushas Yom Tov is going to overcome the machla and it's going to bring the refuah. On Shabbos, what it means is that mitzad the atzmius of Shabbos is no place for a machla, because the aspaklario of Shabbos is yom shikulo Shabbos betfisa shel pshitus, and therefore there's no room on Shabbos for a miut of chiyus and for machlos. Whereas on Yom Tov, the Yom Shekulo Shabbos is in Tfisa of Rabusa as a Chiddush. So therefore the Refuah is also going to be a Chiddush. In other words, the Yom Tov, the Kedushas Yom Tov, is going to overpower the Machala. And think about the fact that in Musfei Yom Tov we have a Karban Chatas LeKaporo. But Shabbos, there's no room for Michshol, for stumbling. So now we go back to where we started, as is the wont of the Rosh Yeshiva and his Ma'amarim. We said that this Chiddush of the Kinui Shem Simcha LeShabbos was Mischadesh Dafka in the Parsha of Tkias Chatzoitzrois. Dahainu, Mipnei She Tkias Chatzoitzrois B'moyadim V'Tkias Chatzoitzrois Be'is Tzoro is one mitzvah. Isn't that interesting? The blowing of the trumpets on Yom Tov and the blowing of a trumpet's Be'is Tzora is one mitzvah. And on both it says, V'noshatem, etc., Miyad Atzara Tzorer Eschem, and you're going to be saved from your enemy. Now, as far as the Atzmius of Shabbos is concerned, there's no place for a tzara tzora. And therefore, in this parsha, we have the bechino of Shabbos, the mitzius of Shabbos, not in its atzmius, because we're talking about a tzara tzora etzchem, and the atzmius of Shabbos is no room for a tzara tzora etzchem, because we're in Olam Haba, it's main Olam Haba. We're in the world of Oineg. No room for enemies. So the only place there is for enemies on Shabbos is in the way we receive Shabbos. The Bechin of Kabbalah's Shabbos, that's B'Simcha. And that's what creates this Shem Levai, this accompanying name of Simcha's Shabbos. And that's why the Parsha of Tkias Chatzoitzrois, in that parsha dafka, we find the kinui shem shel simcha l'Shabbos. Because Shabbos ba'atzmiyusa can't be talking about enemies. There are no enemies on Shabbos. But since we're blowing the shofaris on Shabbos, chatzotis on Shabbos, and that means there is room for enemies, so it must be we're talking about Shabbos in its bechina of how we receive Shabbos, that we receive it b'simcha. but not that ba'atzmius it's simcha. And therefore it says, b'yoyimzu v'yoyim simchaschem, elu ha'shabosos, that dafka here by t'kiyas chatzoytzreis, which is one with t'kiyas chatzoytzreis based tzoro, v'noishatem oiveichem, here we have the kinui shame of b'yoyim simchaschem, elu ha'shabosos, that here we have the simcha aspect of Shabbos, which is in the fact that we receive Shabbos b'simcha, and memela there's room for enemies. But not Shabbos, but Atzmiusa. There we can't talk about enemies. There are no enemies. That's the Me'en Yom Shekula Shabbos. V'hadvorim hoyu nisgavim v'neflaim. There are no words, Rabbi say. Not $1 million, $50 million. And believe me, that's a discount. Kol chavetzecha lo yishvu ba. Noira noirois. Goine goinus. And poshet shebe pshitus. Gevaldik. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.